From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and representatives of European and Arab nations are set to meet in Tunisia this morning to discuss ways to defuse the crisis in Syria. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says they're expected to call on Syria's President Bashar al-Assad to halt hostilities and allow humanitarian assistance to reach areas targeted in his crackdown on dissent.
Secretary Clinton says Assad is facing more pressure and Syria's opposition will become increasingly capable to defend themselves and begin offensive measures. She told reporters in London on the eve of her trip to Tunisia that there will be a breaking point in Syria, and she wishes it could be sooner so more lives could be saved.
It's a fluid situation, but if I were a betting person for the medium term and certainly the long term, I would be betting against Assad.
The Friends of Syria group meeting in Tunisia is expected to give Assad an ultimatum, allow in aid or face more pressure. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, London.
U.S. Envoy Glenn Davies says he has made what he called a little bit of progress in talks with North Korea on restarting efforts to get that country to dismantle its nuclear program in exchange for food assistance. But Davies says there was no breakthrough.
I think what we have to do is, evaluate it, look at what it was the North Koreans had to say to us, and then consult with our allies and partners in the six-party process.
Davies' talks in Beijing with North Korean diplomats were the first since the death of longtime North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Lawmakers in Maryland have given final approval to legislation legalizing gay marriage there. Maryland will become the eighth state to allow such marriages. But Joel McCord of member station WYPR reports opponents of the measure want voters to have the final say.
When the tally finally went up on the giant board, a celebration broke out in the galleries.
25 votes in the affirmative, 22 in the negative. House Bill 438 received a constitutional vote.
Richard Maddaleno, the only openly gay senator, said afterward he was speechless.
I mean, it's just a remarkable day for the people of the state of Maryland, and I'm just so proud to have been a part of it.
The bill goes to the governor for his signature. Opponents say they will petition for a referendum vote in November. For NPR News, I'm Joel McCord in Annapolis.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets in two provinces in Afghanistan today. They're shouting, raising their fist at the United States. They're protesting the burning of Korans that were found burned in a garbage dump at a U.S. military base in Afghanistan. Apologies by President Obama and some U.S. military officials have so far not quelled the uproar over the burnings. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is sharply criticizing the president and military brass for their apologies to Afghanistan's president over the burnings. Two U.S. troops were killed by an Afghan soldier in retaliation for the burned Korans.
If Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, doesn't feel like apologizing, then I think we should say goodbye and good luck. We don't need to be here risking our lives and wasting our money on somebody who doesn't care.
Gingrich was speaking at a campaign event in Washington State. The National League's most valuable player, Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun, is scheduled to report to spring training today, the day after having his drug suspension overturned. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Braun is the first major league player to successfully appeal a drug ban.
Ryan Braun was due to miss the first 50 games of the season after a drug test late last year reportedly showed high levels of synthetic testosterone in his system. But yesterday, it was announced an arbitration panel voted 2-1 to uphold Braun's appeal. No reason was given. Several reports indicate the decision was based on a flawed testing process. Braun reportedly questioned the chain of custody of his urine sample when it wasn't sent right away to the testing lab. A statement from Major League Baseball said it vehemently disagrees with the panel's decision. Braun said it was a first step in restoring his good name and reputation. He'll get the chance to take another step when he speaks to the media today. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Police in London have charged a member of the British Parliament with three counts of assault after a brawl at a bar located in the House of Commons building. The Labour Party member is accused of hitting a Conservative lawmaker during an argument. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.